everyone. I'm Jennifer Vine, President and CEO of the Education Foundation of Sarasota County and your host for Education Conversations, where we share ideas on education today and ways to help prepare students to thrive. I thought we'd end this season with a special holiday episode. It's just so wonderful and heartwarming to be in this, what they say, the tis the season to be jolly. And so today we're going to hear from several of our guests who have joined us over the past two seasons with some special takeaways of inspiration and good cheer. So, you know, with the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, often the greatest gift we can give is the gift of time. Previously licensed psychologist Dr. Stacy Herrera talked with us about getting through trauma and how giving time really matters. Take a listen to her.
If we as adults can remember, it only takes 5 minutes to connect with that child and give them reassurance. So if we can somehow put in a container all of the things that are going wrong, but sit and listen for 5 minutes with the child and really connect and say, I want to hear what your experience is. I want to know what you're feeling. I want to understand how you're processing all of this information. It can really make a difference.
Taking time to show we care really can make a difference for anyone, and often without us even knowing. And in this particular podcast on self-worth in education, S. Swihart recalled her third grade teacher who had a profound effect on her.
Mr. Weinmiller, who I moved here in third grade to Brentwood Elementary, and he was my first teacher. And for, you know, I was 8 years old. For an 8 year old moving across the country, I came from Oregon, desperately sad to leave, you know, my friends and the teacher I had there. And so he was this incredibly kind, caring, authentic human who had this way of meeting all of us right where we were. We were sort of a motley crew of kids in that class. And he just made us a community. And I remember one time I told him that Matilda by Roald Dahl was my favorite book. So his response was to read that to the class. And that was really the first time an adult had not just taken something I'd said and been interested, but said, I value your ideas so much, I'm going to take it out into the world. That was the impact that that had on me.
From a teacher's perspective, Sarasota County 2024 Teacher of the Year, Ronique Major, who is a wonderful, wonderful person, she has a great lesson to share with all of us. So listen to her.
I have one little boy who is very quiet, but I always make a point of having just my own little private conversation with him, as I do with all my kids. I find some way in the day that I have a private conversation, maybe just with an individual, maybe with two or three. But when I have those conversations, it has nothing to do with school. Right. And then when it comes to we're going to do something, they know that I believe in them and that, you know, okay, you know, she takes time out with me, so I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try really, really hard.
Sometimes the person who shows up for us isn't necessarily a teacher. And this was the case from Carolina Paulus, who came to the United States from another country during high school. And as she was new in her high school, learning a new language, making new friends, all that just was not easy. And the day she met her mentor, Miss Dawn, was life-changing for her.
Yeah, I want to say a personal example how Education Foundation helped me and my friends is that obviously when I got here, I was really confused. I had a lot of questions how the system works here. You know, my parents have not been to college, so I had no idea what I'm doing. I did not have the confidence I have right now. I was really scared. I'm going to forget something. I'm going to miss something. And that's when I got introduced to my mentor, Miss Dawn. Knowing that there's somebody next to me that could always help me and I can message them, you know, give me those wings and I could fly and I could do it knowing that I'll be fine. Because even if I fell, somebody will catch me.
Even Superintendent Terry Connor experienced firsthand the power of mentorship and recalled a career-defining moment he will never forget.
Interestingly enough, the principal that I had as a fourth and fifth grade principal as a student was the one who hired me as a teacher.
Oh my
still
goodness.
There after all those years. And even more interesting enough, as my high school principal retired and came back as a teacher at the school as well. So I got to work with two of my elementary principal and my high school principal. It was such a full circle moment. It was quite interesting, but it was a great experience to get mentorship from
those individuals. For sure.
One of the most heartwarming and inspiring podcasts from season one was my conversation with 2013 graduate of Sarasota Military Academy, Josiah Straw. Josiah navigated a very challenging and complex world to get through high school and moving on through college. And today he has gone on to do some amazing things out on the West Coast, out in Seattle. Josiah is the first to say he could not have done it alone.
It's really interesting how the relationships you make when you're younger can stick with you throughout your life. I sat down next to a student who was also new to Sarasota, also new to the school, and we became fast friends. And within weeks of knowing each other, came up with the idea that, hey, after school, maybe I could come with you and we could study and prepare for this next test together. And he happened to be the stepson of a woman here in Sarasota who, I'm happy to say the name, Linda Jellison, has just been, you know, an incredible mentor and friend and just unbelievable resource to me over the course of the last 15 years of my life. And she helped really just add some stability to an otherwise totally unstable lifestyle, you know, where I was spending my time trying to figure out which house to go to next. And there's just so many people. I've lost track of the list of people who opened their door to me along the way. She stands out as somebody who's just been a shining light and a total safe harbor in an otherwise really terrifying storm at that point in my life.
That was a clip from our episode on relationships, resources, and resiliency. And if you want to be inspired, I hope you'll tune into the full episode to hear Josiah's amazing story. You know, often the smallest gestures can make the biggest difference. Our volunteer, Leslie Chase, has some great thoughts to share on this.
I think the ability to listen and not be judgmental. The mentor may feel that you are going to make a decision that may not be the best thing, but just helping you understand the ramifications of the various choices that you have.
When we look at the future of education, our guests brought such bright optimism, and one of the best optimists I know is Deb Jackalone, Executive Director of Student Services for Sarasota County Schools, where she is seeing some affirming changes.
What I'm seeing right now is that it's not just your students, it's our student. So everybody in those buildings really owning those students and collaborating, using people's strengths to really work together.
Likewise, as is Dr. Brandon Johnson, Chief of Middle Schools.
I hope we get to the point that we can connect with kids to really figure out what it is they want in their life and career, and we tailor their education to that. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I know we talk about it and we say it. I mean, as we're going through and we notice that all kids are actually different, right, in their needs, that we tend to not just say this curriculum, this piece right. meets the needs of them. That 20 years from now, that we're a little bit more specific, clearly, than we are now enough. This is what this child needs to get wherever it is they want to be. And we're constantly tracking that so that we're constantly going back and asking the student, what is it that you want in our life? What is it that you need? And we're constantly meeting that need. Second piece, I hope, is that we have enough educators so that our class sizes are so small that we can almost give that independent, individualized instruction, right? That we have enough people that truly want to make an impact that we're not having 18 to 22 kids in a class, that we're down to 10.
Yeah.
Think about that. When you can cut a class size in half and the stress level even of a teacher backs off, if in 20 years we can say that, to me, we're going to have an impact because technology will change and, yep. and all that. But the one thing remains the same is that kids still are going to have to be educated.
Yeah.
No matter what, even in 20 years, they're going to need this. And so hopefully we adapt and change to make sure we truly are meeting the needs of students because we wouldn't have this business without them.
Yeah. Your energy is contagious, Brandon. I'm sure you have heard that from so many people. And I really like how you paint the picture of a bright future because I do think that there is hope in education. I think there is opportunity to personalize education. I think there is a recognition that there is more that we can do in a more customized way. And so I love your thinking and I'm definitely on the same page with you.
We are definitely on the same page. The Education Foundation is going to continue on our path to help each and every student prepare for life. Teacher, now assistant principal, Josh Grant, captured what we do very well with his gracious comments.
Just keep on supporting the kids. You know, they're the ones who need the most support, and the Education Foundation has been so gracious with their time, so gracious with their funds, so gracious with just the support of everybody. You know, you're not targeting the upper level, you're targeting every kid. And too many times those kids in the mid to lower levels, they kind of just get lost in the shuffle. And the Education Foundation has done a great job in supporting everybody. So that's really, I'm grateful that we were able to come here today. I'm grateful to be involved with the Education Foundation and grateful for everything that the Education Foundation has done with the community.
I want to end with some holiday hopefulness that Josiah shared.
There are a lot of things I care about within education and paying it forward, because I recognize that I am totally the product of programs like yours, the Education Foundation, and people who go out of their way to help younger people. And so one thing I would love to do more frequently is find opportunities to pay it forward and help younger people. I'm doing some programs like that with students here in Sarasota, students at the Florida State University. So that's something I care about. Professionally, of course, there are a number of items I'd like to accomplish over the next couple of years, but I'm just excited to finally be able to think longer term and actually make real investments of real capital, but also social capital. I want to be able to, in 5-10 years' time, know that I found somebody who was in a similar position that I was in 15 years ago and see them take a similar path that I did, ideally with more guidance and, you know, have a similar unbelievable outcome, because I truly find it to be unbelievable that I'm here today with you.
Josiah's awe, his attitude and gratitude is something we all can take away today and with us as we head into 2025, which is just around the corner. So thank you all so much for joining me for this special episode. I hope you were inspired and you enjoyed this bit of good cheer. And please tune into other episodes of Education Conversations. For now, this is Jennifer Vine sending wishes from all of us at the Education Foundation of Sarasota County, wishing you a happy holiday season.